Do you need a lot of experience to get into direct selling?
Well, I think it's a really good question, and it's important to address that. What holds a lot of people back from doing anything in life is that people go, well, I don't have any experience in it, so I guess I can't do it. I mean, let me tell you something. I had no experience in writing a book before I wrote a book. Okay, I had no experience in doing an audio program before I first got in the studio and did an audio program. And I had no experience in speaking before I got on stage and spoke. So you get experience. You learn from trial and error, and then you get better. That's going to happen to you, realistically, no matter what industry you get into. Even if you've got experience, you're going to go out and you're going to share whatever it is you're excited about. And guess what? Some people that you meet with aren't going to be excited. Maybe a lot of the people won't be excited when you first share it. And you'll learn from that. You'll get better at how you present and share what it is you're sharing. But the important thing to say here is that as you gain experience in this industry, as you do it more and more, you'll get better and better, and you'll have more and more fun. And as you have more success and you have more fun, it gets easier to share your experience with other people. And that's where you start to build real wealth. Earlier, we talked about the fact that your friends might be skeptical about you looking at this industry, much less getting into it. Why would our friends give us a hard time about this? Well, let's just be completely honest here. A lot of people spend a lot of their energy, I don't know why this is, telling us what we can't do. You know, a lot of people are actually raised to tell other people, you can't do this. Well, here's the great truth about life. Nobody knows what you can do. The only person who knows what you can do is you. And sometimes you have really great friends and you even have really great family members and even people at work that you love, that love you. But for whatever reason, when you share with them a new idea, they're not open to it. Therefore, they tell you that you shouldn't be open to it. And unfortunately, what that does for a lot of us is that keeps us stuck exactly where we are in life. And again, why do our friends do this to us? Well, often they want us to stay where we are in life because guess what? They don't want us to leave them. You know, people hate change. They see you changing. They're like, oh no, my friend's going to go off and do this. I don't think they should do this and I don't want to go with them. Well, you got to focus on you. Again, maybe your friends don't support you. You just smile. Say, I understand. It might not be right for you, but it's right for me. I'm going to go check it out.